Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the length of the garments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prohibition of wearing any garments below the ankles, flowing below the ankles, whether it is done with pride, without pride, for the fact that the person is doing it, that in itself is imitating those that are proud. So today's hadith is a little bit of a long hadith, but it's got quite a bit of explanation, it's got quite a bit of meaning in it. Beautiful hadith, like all the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Qais ibn Bishr al-Taghlibi, he relates that my father, who was a companion of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, informed me that there was a man in Damascus who was from amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his name was Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliyah. Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliyah. So who's narrating? Qais ibn al-Bashr. So he's saying that my father, who was a companion, my father was the companion of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. So he's giving his lineage of how he's relating the story. My father was a companion, a friend, a sati of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. So this whole incident revolves between Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and this other sahabi that was staying in Damascus. His name was Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliyah. So this, when we're listening to the incident, we mustn't get confused. Both Sahaba were in Damascus, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliyah radiallahu anhuma. So both the Sahaba, they were based in Damascus. And now there is a discussion between two Sahaba. And look what their discussion would be, and look what our discussion is. Their discussion is, what did you hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that I can learn something of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his side, look at the way his actions are, Hazrat Sahal radiallahu anhu, and how they explain the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no question about Sahaba talking about the cricket score and the soccer score, and what's happening here and what's happening there as far as the dunya. Their whole fikr was Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How was his day? How was his night? How was his dressing? How was his eating? How was his sleeping? They were interested in every aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just understand this part, then the next part of the hadith becomes much easier. So explaining more about Hazrat Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliyah, he led a solitary life. Solitary life means a person that keeps to himself. He was a man that kept to himself. He led a solitary life and he rarely mixed with people. He would perform salah in abundance, and after completing his salah, he would sit and make tasbih. He would recite tasbih, subhanallah, say takbir, Allahu Akbar. And then after that, he returned home. So this was his life. Masjid, make his zikr, and then he would go home. He led a solitary life. Sometimes people, they attack this, that why this person is keeping to himself, why this person is only focused on his ibadat. In other words, his focus is only about akhirat. He's not mixing with people, he's not going for this function, not going for that function, he's not interacting too much. But we see this is not something that is against the life of the Sahaba. Yeah, a Sahabi, this was his life. He had a solitary life. He was focused. He didn't mix too much with people. He was there in the masjid for his salah. After his salah, he was gone. So this doesn't mean that this is something that is bad, where a person is, keeps to himself, he does his actions, he stays away from harm and he saves other people from harm. There's nothing wrong about this. The Sahabi, this was his style. He led a solitary life, rarely mixed with people. He would perform salah in abundance, and after completing his salah, he would recite tasbih and takbir, and he would return home. One day, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, this Sahabi is mentioning, who was the companion of Abu Darda, this is what he's saying. He says, one day, we were sitting with Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, when he passed by us. So when this other Sahabi passed, we were sitting in the company of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. This other Sahabi, Hazrat Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliyah radiallahu anhu, passed by. So now we got a conversation of two Sahaba after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said to him, tell us something which will benefit us and will not cause any harm to you. There'll be no harm to you by you mentioning the incident, and we can also benefit. Tell us something that you heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or just tell us something in general. So yeah, he replied, he mentioned the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent out a group, a jamaat he sent out in jihad, and after some time this jamaat, this group returned. A man from this group came and sat in the gathering in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated. He then said to the person sitting next to him, if only you had seen us when we met the enemy face to face. So now he's explaining, Sahal ibn Hanzalah is explaining an incident that happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, we were seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi wa sallam had sent out one jamaat. That jamaat just returned. One sati from the jamaat came and sat in the gathering. And now he's saying, and in that gathering he's explaining that you all should have seen what happened when we were out in jamaat, we were out in jihad. You all should have seen what had happened. So now he's explaining, he said, if only you had seen what happened when we met the enemy face to face. He said, one person picked up a spear. He stabbed someone with it. And he said, in Arabic, he said, خُذْهَا مِنِّي وَأَنَا الْغُلَامُ الْغِفَارِ. You know, when somebody is attacking another person, sometimes in a fight, they say, take this. So literally it means, خُذْهَا مِنِّي, take this from me. You know who I am. I am the son of the tribe. So he's explaining, take this from me. I am the Ghifari youth. I am a young boy from the Ghifari clan. So outwardly it sounds like statements of showing off that this is who I am. And he's attacking the enemy. So here outwardly it sounds as though this person is showing out this. Khuzha, take this. I am a young man from the Ghifari clan. So this is what it sounded outwardly. Now this is what that person who came back is explaining to the Sahaba that were there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take this, I am a Ghifari youth. He stabbed that enemy. So he's asking the other Sahaba, what do you have to say about his words? So he replied, so the other person that he asked, he said, he replied, I think that he destroyed his rewards. Another person heard this and said, I do not see any harm in that. Now they're having a discussion amongst the Sahaba. One person is saying that I think he destroyed his actions because now he was showing off at the time when he's attacking an enemy. Another person is saying, no, I don't think that he destroyed his actions. In other words, I think that it's permissible for him to have done what he had done. So they began discussing in a heated manner. They began, not heated manner, but in a little bit of a argumentative way. One person is saying this, another person is saying this. So they're giving all their views, but they were not fighting, they were discussing. So they began discussing this issue. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard them and he said that all praise be to Allah, glory be to Allah ta'ala. There is nothing wrong with being both rewarded and praised at the same time. That he have nothing wrong with being rewarded and praised at the same time. In other words, a person can be rewarded and people can be praising him. At the time of jihad, this is permissible. That where a person is explaining or showing that how strong he is, how brave he is, but his niyat is to create fear in the enemy. Like how sometimes you'd find in a fight, in a boxing match, before the boxing match, one person is trying to outdo the other person by saying so many things. That sometimes in a rugby match also, they'll have certain people doing certain sayings and certain actions to make the other party frightened. So in jihad also, this is permissible. This is something that is allowed to make the enemy frightened. One party shows how strong he is to instill fear in the other party. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that there is no harm in being rewarded and praised at the same time. I noticed that Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was happy with what the Sahabi is explaining of his incident with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He noticed, he said, I noticed Abu Darda was so happy with this. He raised his head towards the man and he asked, did you really hear this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, yes. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu continued repeating this to him until that I thought that he would end up on his knees. He was so excited that a man can be praised and rewarded at the same time. Look how careful Sahaba was. This was a fear that they had, that people are praising them all the time. What will happen to their reward in Akhirat? He was so worried, what will happen to their reward in Akhirat? So when Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu heard this, that a person can be praised and also be rewarded, there is no harm in that if he's praised and rewarded. He got so happy that he kept asking this Sahabi Sahal bin Hanzalah, did you really heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi? He replied, yes. He said that this person is narrating, he says that Hazrat Abu Darda was so excited, it was as though he came up onto his knees out of excitement hearing the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll continue with this hadith inshallah. There's another part to it because it's quite long. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to digest what we have heard. One thing we learn from this is the love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That hearing the words of Rasulullah sallam gave him so much of excitement, so much of happiness. Nowadays we hear so much of hadith, but it means nothing to us. Allah forbid. Sometimes this thing even makes us bored. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Allah create that in our hearts, that when we hear the words of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want to practice upon it immediately. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.